It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're live, live in color, Yankee Stadium opening day 2019. The Yankees and the Orioles. And, of course, we'll be here till about 12:20 when we'll take you to the pregame show, John and Susan. And, of course, first pitch at 1:05. Dolph Kramer and Ed Zuman back at the shop in Manhattan. Ernie Acosta, the great Jack Maldonado, with us here in the press box at the stadium. And we're live from the Black Bear Studio, which is now moved to Yankee Stadium. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses, of course, only at ShopRite. Bro, it's opening day. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a freaking holiday. I woke up this morning to text messages saying, happy holiday, happy opening day.
All right.
It's like a holiday, and I'm going to tell you how I'm celebrating this holiday in many ways.
Okay.
So about a few months ago on Valentine's Day, I was alarmed by something.
Valentine's Day. That was a while ago now.
It was a while ago, but it put this idea in my head. I came home, and my son had come home from his school, and he had these Valentine's Day bags. Everybody said, oh, it's Valentine's Day. We're supposed to give gifts.
Right, I had no idea.
I didn't know you're supposed to do that.
Well, you should give your wife something.
Well, for my wife, yes. I didn't know for the other kids in the class.
No, I understand.
That's very different.
Right.
So it sparked me that on the holiday I love the most, opening day, I would put together care packages for all the kids for Jet to give them these baseball care packages. So today, right around now, all these two-year-olds are getting Mets stickers, Yankee stickers.
Oh, really? Oh, so you put a package together for Jet to bring into school
today. That's right. For opening day.
Nice.
And Jet's wearing his Jacob DeGrom t-shirt.
I heard that. I saw it. Actually, showed me a picture of that.
That's how serious I take this day. It is a holiday, not just for Yankee fans and Met fans, but all those people around the country that root for their baseball teams. And they got it right this year because everybody's playing, and everybody's playing day games today.
Which is
tremendous. All around baseball.
Which is the way it should be.
Of course. And so today at Yankee Stadium, unlike last year, when we came here last year for opening day, there was 8 inches of snow. And then they canned the game. We came back the next day. We didn't come back. It was later in the day.
Did we do the show? Oh, you know what? Last year I was home because I had my hip issue.
That's right.
I did the show from home last year.
But we never did a show from Yankee Stadium.
Oh, no, did we?
No, because opening day got canceled because of the snow.
Right,
there were 8 inches of snow.
Right.
And then the next day, opening day was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we did not have the opportunity to do a Yankee Stadium show. But the weather was terrible. The weather was awful even for the makeup day. While it's cold out
It's beautiful.
Now,
it's brilliant sunshine today.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The field is bathed in sunlight.
It is.
There's not a cloud in the sky. So if you just ignore the fact that it's in the 40s right now, actually the high 30s, just ignore that.
Yes.
It looks like a beautiful day for baseball.
It looks tremendous. And, you know, the fact that the press box has the glass enclosed, we cannot we cannot feel the cold coming through, which is also very good.
That is true. Though, to get to the car this morning, we felt the cold.
A little chilly this morning.
Walking from wherever you park inside the stadium and going around the stadium five times to get in.
Yes, we do have to make a lot of different moves to get our credential.
We had to maneuver a little bit.
It was not easy.
But we made it.
Yes,
and we're here.
We're here.
And after a long offseason in which the Yankees were, are they chasing Manny Machado? Are they not chasing Manny Machado? Are they chasing Bryce Harper? Are they not chasing Bryce Harper? But bringing back Zach Britton, bringing back Gardner and CeCe, acquiring James Paxton, acquiring DJ LeMahieu, bringing in Gio Gonzalez at the last second. Here we
Don't forget Tulowitzki.
Oh, yeah. Troy, who's batting?
He's starting today. Come on.
He is. And I give him credit. He got through spring training.
He did.
One of the biggest questions with Tulo is health, and at least to start the year, he is healthy. We've gotten through all of that, and here we are, opening day 2019, where the New York Yankees are the favorites to not only win their division, but the favorites to win a world championship.
Yep, they are. No doubt about it. And the over-under is 97, which is the highest number on the board. Look, I like them to win the division. I think you and I both discussed that. I just can't see the Red Sox doing what they did last year. We've talked about the Red Sox bullpen. I mean, they like you said, the fifth guy in the Yankee bullpen is the best relief pitcher the Red Sox would have.
That's right.
They have a loaded lineup. I understand some of the injuries. No doubt Hicks is out. Obviously, Didi's out. Severino. I get some of the injuries to this team. Betances. But this team, to me, is a loaded team. I mean, they got a tremendous lineup. And, I expect the Yankees to win the division. I really do.
And I think that's the expectation the Yankee fan has, because when I make this statement, it's a true statement, but it's kind of mind-boggling. The New York Yankees have not won a division in 7 years.
That is hard to believe.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
When they've made the playoffs, they've done it as a wild card team.
Yeah.
They've done it in the wild card game, two of which they won, one that they lost to the Astros
Dallas
back in
Keuchel.
2015. Yeah. So winning the division and going right into the postseason the old-fashioned way, that hasn't happened in 7 years. And while, sure, you can get to the wild card game and you can win the wild card game and you can get to the seventh game of the ALCS like they did 2 years ago, it can be done. The easier route is winning this division. And that's the goal to start. Win division.
Yep.
For the New York Yankees to go 7 years without winning a division is kind of nuts.
That is hard to believe.
It is hard to believe because it's not like the Yankees have been bad for 7 years.
Oh, well, I mean, they haven't had a losing record since, 1993?
Yeah. I was like 8 years old
when that
happened.
That's the last losing record they had, which is mind-boggling when you think of it.
Well, it shows that this success of this franchise has been incredible.
Yep.
I know only one World Series in the last 19 years.
Well, yeah.
But Brian
10
Cashman,
years ago now.
Yeah, but Brian Cashman managed to rebuild a team while competing. I think that's what Dave Gettleman's trying to do with the Giants.
Yes.
Where they rebuilt, they reloaded, they restocked, and they were competitive all the way. But here we are. They had two straight years, one in which they sort of came out of nowhere in getting to the ALCS, getting to that seventh game. It felt like an out-of-nowhere kind of season. Last year, the bar was higher, and they won 100 games. It's tough to rip anybody for winning 100 games.
Of course.
The problem is the Red Sox were in their same division.
Yep.
And we saw what kind of special year Boston had. This year is an old-fashioned, late 90s-esque, hey, they better win the whole damn thing kind of year.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was interesting. We had our good buddy Steve in Bayside yesterday, of course, he's a huge Yankee fan. And I think he kind of put it the right way. You know, this team, they need now. It was nice what they did 2 years ago when they came out of nowhere to get to Game 7 lose to Houston.
Yep.
Last year, they ran into a juggernaut Red Sox team that basically just obliterated everybody on their way to the championship. Now, the Yankees need to start winning, you know, to start making a run here as far as, winning titles in the next couple of years.
No question. And, you know, talking about Boston, because I think a big factor when thinking, hey, can the Yankees win this division? Can they break that 7-year drought? Is Boston. They're their chief competition in this division. We both talk about bullpens like place kickers in the NFL. From year to year, you never know.
Right.
So is it possible that in 2019, Ryan Brazier and Matt Barnes and somebody we're not thinking of has dominant years for the Red Sox? Of course. That can happen with bullpens. But this is why I love the Yankee bullpen. The Yankees have guys that I don't worry about year to year. And if they do get a down year from a guy like Tommy Kahnle, which happened a year ago, maybe there's somebody else like Jonathan Holder that steps up. They have more sure things in their bullpen than any other team in baseball.
Indeed.
Any other team. And that's got to give you comfort. So even when Dellin Betances starts the season on the disabled list, you've got yourself established closers in that bullpen that you feel good about. This is a bullpen that goes six deep. Chad Green now is a guy I have confidence in. He's done it in a couple of years in a row. Zach Britton has been established for many years. And that was the signing. When you look at what the Yankees did this offseason, the acquisition of Paxton could be monumental if he stays healthy and builds off the dominance we've seen him and what he's capable of. He had that stretch last year I told you about in May, 16 strikeouts, had a no-hitter.
Yep.
It's about Paxton starting every 5 or 6 days. But the move of this offseason that in a way surprised me that was so important was Zach Britton. Because I really thought when they traded for Zach Britton last year, it was a rental. It added to their bullpen, but he's going to be here for a few months. And they kept him. And I think that was made even more important by David Robertson leaving. And quite frankly, I appreciate everything David Robertson did here. I would absolutely take Zach Britton over David Robertson at this point.
Sure. No, no question about
it. And
that.
I thought that was one of the bigger moves the Yankees made in the offseason. I know it wasn't the sexy Manny Machado, Bryce Harper move, but it was really, really important. And overall, I thought the Yankees had a good offseason.
Yeah. I know. Look, there's no doubt about that. Look, again, I look at this team. This is a loaded team. And you got to, and the young guys, you got to think are only going to get better. Gleyber Torres, you got to believe, is just in the beginning of you know, the arrow's pointing up. Miguel Andujar, the arrow's pointing up. He had a terrific year. Should have been a rookie of the year last year. You and I both agreed on that. You got to figure Aaron Judge, who was hurt a good portion of the season last year, and that hurt this team, you know, is going to come back and have a monster year. And I think Giancarlo is going to show you a lot more this year than he showed you last year.
I agree with half of what you said. I agree with you about Aaron Judge. I assume he'll stay healthy. That injury last year was a big deal. Look at
it
the
was.
Yankee record when he was out.
Yep.
I definitely agree with you about Giancarlo Stanton. It's not that Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar aren't going to have great careers. Now it's their second full year. And I would probably assume that their numbers may not be as good in year two as it was in year one.
Well, they're not
one.
Taking anybody by surprise this year.
No, they're certainly not. So I don't know if I go into the season expecting Andujar and Torres to be better, but I do expect Gary Sanchez to
say,
be better.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Sanchez has to be better than he was last year.
No question.
I mean, that's no doubt about it.
I think the Yankees are going to score a lot of runs, and I think the issue with the Yankee lineup is the same issue we've talked about for years, and maybe it's not as big of an issue to some as it is to others, and that's the fact they strike out a lot.
Yep,
and
yep, they do.
We've gone through this a lot with the Astros and with the Red Sox specifically. Bad on ball matters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Astros added to it by bringing in Michael Brantley, a guy who I thought would have been a great target for the Yankees. This is a team that still strikes out a lot. Now, they're going to score a ton of runs, and they're going to hit a ton of home runs. But against elite pitchers in the postseason, it scares you that they don't make a lot of contact. And that was one of the things I would have addressed more. Now, DJ LeMahieu puts bat on ball.
Right.
So I don't want to ignore that. There's still a very right-handed hitting lineup. They still strike out a lot. With that said, they should still score more runs maybe than any team in the American League. But I think that's the negative with their offense, the fact that they still strike out a lot.
Well, you know, look, even with all the move to the, you know, the home run and the walk and the strikeout and all that kind of stuff, the teams that have won championships in the recent years are the teams that don't strike out and put the bat on the ball. You know, we talked about it endlessly, going back to their Royals team that went to two straight World Series and, of course, beat the Mets.
No doubt.
So, I mean, we could, you know, there's no doubt about that.
No, we saw with Boston, Kansas City.
Yep.
Just look at the track record of the last decade or so.
Yep.
We got a very busy show today. David Cohn is going to stop by. The great Paul O'Neill will stop by. We will talk to Sweeney Murdy, maybe some other surprises along the way, and we'll give you a chance to win Yankee tickets every single hour. We are back, and we are live from Yankee Stadium for opening day. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls, more thoughts on the Yankee expectations. We'll touch on the Mets a little bit, but today's obviously a big Yankee day as we're here from Yankee Stadium opening day 2019.